You can be seated. This is going to be a short service, as we said. I told Sandy some of the details. She just started laughing. I don't think she believed that we could do a short service. How many of you think it would be a miracle for this service to be short? You know, the normal Hanukkah miracle is 8 days the oil lasts, you know? This miracle, the 34-minute service, yeah. Just as big a miracle. It may go down in our history. This is, I think, the first time where we've had five rabbis in the house, two Rebbetzin. This week, on Wednesday, we had a wonderful time of prayer and fellowship. So it was really terrific. And it's an incredible joy to have back our friends who many of you know, Rabbi Victor from Crimea. Rabbi Victor, would you stand up? And Rabbi Alexander from Odessa. And it's an incredible treat to have with us Rabbi Valeri from Nikolaev. Rabbi Valeri's first time in America, and so it's an incredible time for him and for us. And we have a special place in our hearts for Rabbi Valeri because he is the rabbi now of the Nikolaev Messianic Jewish Synagogue. And because of his great faithfulness in ministry, Rabbi Yuri and Rebbetzin Ina could entrust the congregation to him, and it is doing so well under his leadership. It's really terrific. So we at Beth Israel have a special debt, special gratitude, and I want to ask you to do something. When Rabbi Valeri comes up in just a minute, would you stand and thank the Lord as he comes up? So I want to invite Rabbi Valeri to come forward. Hallelujah.
Имею такую честь быть здесь, на этом месте,
Recently, it's working. I'm so glad that I can be here and this great opportunity for me to be with you.
Иметь общение с Ребе Давидом.
And to have fellowship with Rabbi David.
И иметь дружеские отношения с ними, с вашей общиной.
And Rabbi Zinsen and also with all congregation.
И с Ребе Юрием,
Юри,
его супругой Иной.
Ina,
и это большая честь для меня. Слава Господу. И я хочу сегодня сказать такое, как послание к вам.
So
о пламенеющем духе.
И
это послание Ребе Шуля к римлянам.
So this is from chapters 12, Romans,
12 глава.
Shaul, chapter 12.
И тексты с 12 по 13.
From the...
С 11, да.
From 11 to 13.
В усердии не ослабевайте, духом пламенейте, Господу служите.
Do not be lagging in zeal, be fervent in spirit, keep serving the Lord.
Утешайтесь надеждой, в скорби будьте терпеливы, молитвы постоянны.
Rejoicing in hope, enduring in distress.
В нуждах святых принимайте участие, ревнуйте о страноприимстве.
Contributing to the needs of the Kedashim, extended hospitality.
И я верю, что эти места Священного Писания говорят о том, что наша вера должна быть не просто позитивной, но она еще должна быть и активной.
I think this place of scripture speaks about not only just faith, but active faith.
Сейчас много слышно о позитиве, но наша вера должна проявлять свои дела.
And I believe that our faith could be revealed by our deeds, through our deeds.
И я могу сказать на личном опыте в моей жизни, что Бог всегда верен своему слову.
And I can tell you that the Lord, in my experience, the Lord always faithful in His words.
Когда мы заботимся о Его царстве,
and when we take care about His kingdom,
Он будет заботиться о нашей личной жизни.
He will take care about our life.
Он всегда выходит навстречу активным людям.
He is always coming forward to active people.
Те, кто творят Его дела.
He is looking for those who are doing His will.
Даже в самые трудные дни своей жизни могут уповать на Него.
And even in the hardest days or in their life, they can rely on Him and trust Him.
Я могу привести вам пример с моей личной жизни.
I want to share the example from my personal life.
Что служение в общине в городе Николаеве.
From the Nikolaev synagogue there.
Такое благословенное служение.
It's very blessed ministry.
Юрий Борисович оставил после себя хорошее наследие.
So Rabbi Yuri left after him good synagogue there.
Но там была одна проблема, не было автомобиля.
So and we, I want to share with you one example. We need to have a car there, so we had the need there.
И наше служение начало расти.
So we begin to grow and...
И требовалось много усилий и времени посещать людей.
So we need more effort to come to the people's home, to visit them many places.
Действовать по разным программам и планам
общины. To work общины. According to our plans and programs in our synagogue.
И просто была очень большая нужда в машине.
So we had great needs in car, new car.
И я молился Господу.
So we prayed to the Lord.
Говорю, Господи,
and I said, Lord,
нам все время как-то не хватает денег.
So we always need something more. We always need money or something in our life.
Есть только 2000 долларов.
So we have only few limit amount of money in our life.
А нормальная машина стоит 5.
And good cars, it's much more.
И вы знаете, я исполнился таким дерзновением и начал просить у Господа и желать, чтобы Господь дал машину именно со всеми теми параметрами, чтобы она была и с кондиционером, и со всем, что нужно.
So we prayed for a specific kind of car. We really trust the Lord for it.
И когда я уже думал о покупке, вдруг неожиданно позвонил ко мне Виктор.
So and recently, like unexpectedly, I get a call from Rabbi Victor Ipatoria.
И сказал мне, Господь проговорил ко мне.
And he told me, the Lord spoke to my heart.
И я молился Господу.
And I prayed to the Lord.
И Господь сказал мне, подарить тебе машину.
And the Lord told me to give you my car.
Я начал у него спрашивать.
And I began to ask him.
А у нее кондиционер есть?
Do you have condition there?
Он говорит, есть.
Yes.
И вы знаете, то, что я желал, и Господь дал пожелание именно по желанию сердца, чтобы там было все в машине, чтобы она была современной и хорошей.
So everything what I need from this car should be there, so it was there.
Знаете, я всегда был верен в даяниях Господу.
So and I was always faithful.
Всегда был верен в десятинах.
Always tenth to the Lord.
И хочу сказать, что большая радость для меня в том, что Бог отвечает. И не только мне по молитвам моим, но также всякому верному Бог силен ответить.
And it's great joy for me that the Lord can answer to my prayers, not only to my prayers, but to everyone who is faithful in this to the Lord.
И когда нам хорошо и легко.
And when everything good with us and everything light in our lives.
И когда нам тяжело.
And even if we have hard time in our lives.
Бог силен простирать к нам руку помощи.
So the Lord, He is stretching His arm of help to us.
Если мы духом пламенеем.
When we have fire in our spirit.
Если наша вера активная.
When we have active faith.
Если мы всегда готовы служить Господу.
When we are ready always to
Его
serve
народ,
the Lord.
И Его общине.
And to His congregation.
И вы знаете, очень важно созидать свою общину.
And it's so important to build your congregation.
Входить в служение.
To go into the ministry there.
Эта глава говорит о служениях различных.
And now this is place of scripture speaks about ministry.
И эта глава говорит, в нуждах святых принимайте участие.
And it says here to extend hospitality and contribute to the needs of the Kedoshim, holy people.
И ревнуйте о странноприимстве.
And extend hospitality.
Я верю, что это очень важно.
I believe it's very important.
И община верных Господу, верующих в Господа, это община, которая исполняет эти Божьи предписания.
And congregation of believers, of faithful ones, this is the people who are doing what God told us to do.
Я также верю, что Господь желает, чтобы мы радовались успеху наших братьев и
сестер. And also I believe that the Lord wants us to be rejoicing with the people who have successes in their life.
И 15 текст говорит: радуйтесь с радующимися и плачьте с плачущими.
And verse 15: rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
Я хочу сказать, что я радуюсь, когда я смотрю на вашу общину.
And I'm very joyful when I see your congregation.
Это прекрасная община.
This is great congregation.
Вы благословенные Господом.
You are very blessed by the Lord.
Бог знает каждого из вас.
And he knows every one of you.
И Он желает благословить каждого
And
из вас.
He wants to bless you.
Шалом. Thank you. Спасибо.
Rabbi Valeri, will you pray for our congregation that the fire of God will burn strong in us? Everyone who wants on this seventh night of Hanukkah the fire of God to be burning brightly in your life, I want to encourage you to stand up if you can. If you can't stand up, just raise your thumb.
Я сейчас буду молиться, но
so
мы должны знать, что эти тексты 12 главы
so we should know that these scriptures from
они как бы косвенно говорят о Ханухе.
It's like these scriptures speaks about Hanukkah also.
И Господь желает, чтобы в нашем духе, в нашем сердце
and the Lord wants that in our spirit, in our soul,
горел Его огонь.
We will have, like, his fire.
Каждый из нас должен стать Его светильником,
every one of us, we are like candles, like menorahs,
который должен светить в темном месте.
Who give lights in the dark places.
И я буду молиться, чтобы каждый из нас стал этой Ханукой. Чтобы каждый из нас был благословением для окружающих.
Be a blessing for others around us.
Амин.
Амин.
Всевышний Господь, Бог Авраама, Исаака и Якова, во имя Иешуа,
Бешем Иешуа ха-Машиах,
просим Тебя,
we ask you,
чтобы Твой огонь
let your fire
воспламенился в каждом сердце
burn in our hearts,
Твоих святых.
Hearts of our, or your saints.
В этой общине,
in this congregation,
Боже, коснись каждого сердца.
Touch our hearts, every heart.
Соверши угодное Тебе.
Do you miracles.
В каждом из нас.
In our, in every one of us.
Во имя Иешуа.
Бешем Иешуа.
Благослови, Господь.
Bless them, Lord.
Твоих святых.
Bless your signs,
и пусть
Lord.
Каждый из нас найдет свое место.
Let us to look and seek our place from you
в теле Господнем.
In the day of the Lord.
Чтобы мы все были Его служителями.
Let us be your ministers, Lord.
Его Божьими детьми.
Your sons and daughters.
Активными.
Active.
И радостными,
and joyful,
служащими Ему рабами.
Those who minister to you in joy.
Во имя Иешуа.
Бешем Иешуа ха-Машиах.
Амен.
Амен.
Амен. Спасибо. You can be seated. I want to invite ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and our offerings. You can contribute tonight, your tithes and your offerings, and also online you can give tithes and offerings through like 11:59 p.m. on New Year's Eve if you give through PayPal or GivingFire. After that, when the clock ticks 12, you know what? It's the next year. So I want to encourage you, if you're making a year-end offering, any special offerings or catch-up offerings, make sure that you actually get it in before the end of the year, and it'll be great. Also, you can contribute to the emergency fund for Ukraine and Crimea, and we will continue to provide support for the Messianic congregations and rabbis in Ukraine and Crimea. This is now the fourth year of the war that's still actively going on in that part of the world. So it's decimated the economy, made things not only dangerous, but hard to just live and to afford basic necessities. So we and other Messianic congregations are joining together to provide additional support to help our brothers and our sisters in need. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your provision in our lives. We thank you for surprising ways that you take care of us. And we want to be faithful to you. We want to bring to you our full tithe, Lord, that full 10%. Return to you what's yours, Lord. And we want to thank you for overflowing provision. We want to thank you for protection in our lives and for the victory that comes, Lord, when we see your mighty hand at work for us, when you give us wealth without any regrets. And so, Lord, we're giving to you with gratitude. We're giving to you with cheerfulness in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Ushers, you can receive the tithes and the offerings. And while they're receiving the tithes and the offerings, I just want to give a special welcome to anyone who's visiting with us for the first time. Anyone here tonight for the first time? Welcome. Glad you're here. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Any others? We're so glad you could be here tonight. And welcome. So glad you could be here. For all of you who are Friday night regulars, I want to congratulate you. We've been praying for more people on Friday night. Right? We found, let's schedule Hanukkah to be on a Friday night too. A little trick to get some of you to be with us who are regulars. And I want to invite you to come back tomorrow as well. We'll have a full Torah service and we will hear from all three rabbis who will be with us. They'll bring some greetings, little updates, and then we'll hear a special message and teaching as well. So it's going to be a spectacular time. I encourage you to come back tomorrow. Last week, I was sharing four Jewish secrets at Christmas time. And I just want to remind you that there's a secret that's not only a Jewish secret about Christmas time, it's just a secret even from the Jewish people. Isn't that right, Steve Mowry? That the holiday Hanukkah, though it's not in the Torah, it's not in the prophets, it's not in the writings, it's still in the Bible because it's in the writings of the New Testament. And so you could be like Steve Mowry, who have an opportunity to educate some of the rabbis, and he had some time with one of the rabbis this past week and said, did you know, Rabbi, that Hanukkah's in the Bible? And he didn't know, so it's a secret. So I want you to get the secret out, okay? And I just want to remind you that it's in John chapter 10, starting in verse 22. Most English translations do not do an adequate job, but the Complete Jewish Bible translation by David Stern does. It says, then came Hanukkah in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Yeshua was walking around inside the temple courts in the colonnade of Solomon. And the Judeans surrounding him said, how much longer are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us publicly. And Yeshua answered them, I've already told you, but you're not believing me. So I want to encourage you, find someone to tell that Yeshua is the Messiah, that Yeshua celebrated Hanukkah, and that it's worth putting your trust in Messiah, in the Lord, because he will change your life for the good. And as we're now at the seventh night of Hanukkah, I want to remind you that your light can shine more brightly. One of the early arguments about Hanukkah was this. Should you start with 8 candles on the Hanukkah and on the last night work your way down to 1, you know, as the oil is being used up? Or do you start with 1, plus the Shamash, of course, and work your way up to 8. Well, you know how it's developed. We're working our way up to 8. And the reason is the light shining more brightly. Even if the oil is going down, the fact that it keeps going is a bigger miracle. The fact that you keep shining is a bigger miracle. Anybody feel tempted in the last year to give up? To say, yeah, I'm finished. It's too dark out there. Well, I want to encourage you. You didn't give up. You made it. And there's another year ahead. and you can shine brightly. So I just want to pray for all of us that we'll shine brightly and we'll remember what Yeshua said. He said that he said this at Hanukkah in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they recognize me, and they follow me." So I want to pray for all of us that we would know the Lord, that we would be known by the Lord, and that we would follow him as we're listening to his voice. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being so clear. Someone was asking you, say it publicly, and you said, "I already have. It may be difficult to believe it, but I am the Messiah." Thank you, Lord, for being so clear. Thank you that you are Lord and you are Mashiach. You're Adonai and Mashiach. And we want to honor you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. We have no greater redeemer than you. And thank you, Lord, for being faithful to us, to speak to us so that we can hear your voice. We want to be the followers. We want to be those who listen to you and do what you say. And so we commit ourselves on the seventh night of Hanukkah, Lord, to let our light shine more brightly as your word grows strong in us day by day. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Okay, Sandy. We did it. How'd we do? Okay, so we are now going next door to the Shalom Center, and we are going to have a lot of things to do, a lot of food. Who's in favor of donuts? Hanukkah cookies? Who brought Hanukkah cookies? I did. I wanted to say I used my Easy Bake Oven, but it's out of order. But I got the message sort of confused. There was a message to wear an ugly Hanukkah sweater or shirt and to bring Hanukkah cookies, but I baked ugly Hanukkah cookies. But I think they'll be delicious. So we're going to close with Aaron's blessing, and then I want to encourage you to walk next door. We're going to light the Hanukkah. The youth are going to be in charge of that. They'll tell you all the things that are going to happen there. It's going to be a blast. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ye'er Adonai panavelecha v'yichudnecha yisar Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Chag Hanukkah Sameach. Let's quickly go next door.